Orange County, a living wage, we've been talking about this ever since it formed, is holding a boycott, that's the opposite of a boycott, at Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe on West Franklin Street beginning at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. Joining us right now from Orange County, a living wage, is the chair of the organization, Susan Romaine. Thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here, Aaron.
So first of all, before we talk about the boycott on Tuesday, congratulations are in order because we've now signed up 58 different businesses and organizations for Orange County Living Wage, and we've hit a milestone in terms of the actual amount of increased wages that this is translated into.
Yes, lots going on with Orange County Living Wage. We're especially excited to have Town of Chapel Hill on board. It is our 58th and newest living wage employer. So about a week and a half ago, Town of Chapel Hill actually raised the wages of 140 of its part-time employees. And in the process, raised wages about $140,000. And so they are our 58th living wage employer. We're thrilled to have them. And they actually brought us over the top. So Orange County Living Wage has now raised wages over $500,000, over $500,000 for the lower wage workers in our community, those who need the wages the most.
That's really awesome. Is Town of Chapel Hill the biggest in terms of the increased wage? Or I know there's a couple other big ones that we've already had.
Yes, we have. We've had Town of Chapel Hill, also Owassa. We've had Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, Orange Public Schools, Carol Woods among the private employers was a real big one. So we're really so excited. And just one mention of Town of Chapel Hill, because one of the things we're seeing is more and more of these employers are actually providing the wage hike to their part-time employees. And so many people feel that the part-time employees are actually the most vulnerable workers of all. Many times they're working multiple jobs. They're working two, three jobs in order to make ends meet. And very often these part-timers don't have any health benefits. So we're really excited that the town stepped up, and they're, as well as so many of our other public and private employers.
And I think it's great with the Town of Chapel Hill, because I know the town was talking about doing this for a while, and there were some sticking points, like there were some very, very part-time or seasonal employees that they weren't necessarily sure they could get them over the top, and then they did. They did the work to make it happen, and I know you and everyone at Orange County Living Wage has really been pushing for that to happen, so really good work all around by everyone.
Well, thank you. A lot of their employees do work in the parks and recreation, and a lot of them are umpires and referees and doing games here and there on weekends and on evenings. And sometimes we think that, well, these are high school kids that are in need of a little pocket change to go to the movie on Saturday night. But actually, a lot of these part-time employees are adults, sometimes with kids, and again, trying to patch together enough money that they can pay for food, pay for a leaking pipe, pay to get their muffler fixed on the car. So we are especially excited whenever we can raise the wages of these part-timers.
And it's not even necessarily just people who are just sort of stringing part-time jobs together to make ends meet. It might be someone with a full-time job who needs a part-time job to make
Absolutely.
Ends meet.
The minimum wage here in North Carolina is $7.25 an hour. So over the course of a year, that's about $15,000. And that's why you end up in that, I think, unfortunate situation where so many of the people who are working full-time are actually still in need of public assistance in order to make ends meet. And so what we're trying to do is raise those wages up to $12.75 an hour, where we think there's a little bit more, you're adding a little bit more dignity to the work itself.
We're speaking with Susan Romaine, who is the chair of Orange County Living Wage. If you want more information about the initiative, visit them online at orangecountylivingwage.org. You can get the full list of 58 different businesses, organizations, municipal organizations, nonprofit groups, both school districts in Orange County, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange Public Schools, and a lot more, all on the website, again, orangecountylivingwage.org. And you mentioned $12.75 an hour is the living wage, or is it $11.25 with benefits, $12.75 without, I think is what
exactly.
It is. How is that calculated?
So what this living wage assumes is that nobody should need to spend more than about 30% of their income toward rent. And that frees up the other 70% for such basic things as transportation, food, child care, medical care. And so we came up with the living wage looking at the average rent in this area. And we look at the four-year average average rent in this area, in the Chatham as well as Durham counties, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and put that all into a universal living wage formula and come up with about $12.75 an hour.
And that varies from community to community, right?
It sure does.
$12.75 is Orange County.
It sure does. Yeah. And so it's $12.75 if the employer does not provide health insurance. It's $11.25 if the employer provides at least half the health benefits to his or her employees.
And so important, I think, because, you know, we're trying to lobby for an increase in the minimum wage on the state level and on the national level, and in both cases, nothing doing. But this is a value that is so important to us here in Orange County. And in the absence of the town of Chapel Hill or Orange County being able to mandate an increase in the minimum wage, this is the way for us to do it. This is the way for Orange County to get together as a community and say, even if there's not going to be any action in Raleigh or in D.C., even if the town of Chapel Hill or Orange County's hands are tied by state law, we can make this happen here while we continue to agitate for increases in the minimum wage legally, right?
Absolutely, Aaron. And one of the things I want to emphasize by that is we take a really positive approach to this. We're not in the business of condoning, passing judgment on those businesses that can't raise their wages. We totally get it. And just like a family struggles very often from week to week to pay the bills, we understand when a small business is really struggling to make payroll. So we don't pass judgment. We don't believe in negative publicity, but we do want to celebrate those businesses, those restaurants such as Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe that have stepped up in a big way to provide all of their employees, full-time and part-time, a living wage of at least $12.75 an hour.
Which is why we're having the boycott, which is the opposite of a boycott. Let's go out and celebrate these businesses by giving them our business. At Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe, this is going to be at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a lot of people out there celebrating. And Vimala Rajendran from Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe joining us here in the studio right now. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. Before we go any further, I'd like to say, being a small business, it's great that this is happening during Small Business Week. And we came into business in 2010 during some economic downturn times. And it was a decision that we made around the dinner table in our own home that we wouldn't want to pay our employees less than what we thought we were deserving if we had the same job. That's one thing. And we are also part of a national movement through Restaurant Opportunity Center, ROC United, and we co-founded a restaurant owners association called RAISE, which came out of ROC United, and that stands for Restaurants Advancing Industry Standards and Employment. And when Orange County Living Wage formed right here, it was an honor to be asked to be audited. And we made the cut, and I want to just lay down a bottom line. I don't think even 15 is enough to thrive and be able to afford enrichment activities for children and, you know, drive a car that's reliable. But it's a good beginning.
Mm-hmm. What does it take for you as a small business? And you've been to, if you're listening out there, you've been to Vimala's, it's a small business. And I know it's always a struggle for small business owners to just to make ends meet in general and to stay afloat. What does it take for you as a small business to pay your employees a living wage?
Always remember our triple bottom line. So every day we look at the people, planet, profit, and in a sense that we balance all three. We cannot put profit above people or planet. We cannot do one or the other. But being a very generous person, and our family is generous, and we donate to nonprofits, we pay a higher wage, we cannot neglect making a profit, or we would not be here to tell the tale. Pardon the cliche.
Mm-hmm. Speaking again with Vimala Rajendran and Susan Romaine, Vimala of Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe, West Franklin Street there in the courtyard. Susan chairs Orange County Living Wage, of which Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe is one of 58 certified living wage employers. And we're having a boycott of Vimala's, which is the opposite of a boycott. Come out and support them. 7 p.m. tomorrow night at Vimala's on West Franklin Street. What do people need to know about what's going on Tuesday?
There will be lots going on. I think the highlight of the evening, in addition to, of course, Vimala's food, the highlight of the evening will be the screening of a brand new video that was prepared for Orange County Living Wage. It's a 5-minute video. It was prepared, it was gifted to us by David Hubbard, and there's acoustic guitar music through Owen Fitzgerald. It's just wonderful. It features 4 Living Wage employers in the community. So we'll be showing the video, and we'll also be there with our clipboards, signing people up who would like to get involved in this movement. Later in the month, Vimala has invited us back, and we will have our t-shirts, we will have our car magnets, we will have brochures all there, thanks to a recent grant we received from Stroud Roses. So we're going to, we're just right on the cusp of turning Orange County Living Wage into what I consider a true campaign. And that campaign will come through the support of so many of our business owners who have joined in this effort, as well as government, as well as, of course, nonprofit organizations, and mostly, I think, through concerned citizens in the community.
I just want to ask other restaurant owners in particular to come to this event, and if they're unable to make it because it's, I know, right in the middle of dinner time for them, to show this cause the same support they showed me as a new kid on the block, not a chef before, and I showed up and down Franklin Street and Main Street all the way through Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Chefs welcomed me, and I want to shout out to them and say, you're doing a great job with local foods. You're doing a great job with being a attraction for tourists to come to this area, but also pay a living wage and do it by making a stand on Tuesday by coming to the event or contacting Orange County Living Wage.
And again, you can do that by visiting orangecountylivingwage.org. That's their website. And head to Vimala's on West Franklin Street there in the courtyard. 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening, there's going to be live music. You'll see that video screen, and you'll be supporting a great business here in our community that does so much in so many different facets, but now, and for a long time, of course, provides all of their workers with a living wage, along with 57 other businesses and organizations, nonprofits, municipal organizations here in our community. You get the full list of those 58 on their website, again, orangecountylivingwage.org. Susan Vimala, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.